Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. Thanks for stopping by. We are in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, getting ready for the gym. I'm going to be trying to post videos on every Tuesday and Thursday, and then maybe some bonus episodes here and there, but look for a continuous schedule and we will stick to it. In this upcoming video right now, I want to talk about how you can use the group ride to get faster. I had this reputation of not liking the group ride, and kudos to people that are going to a group ride where you can actually get dropped. It shows that you're trying to grow as a cyclist, try to improve, and not just showing up to be the top dog. And there is a lot that you can get from a group ride because we all don't have a ton of races that we can get to. And the more dress rehearsals you can get for race day, the better off you will be. But with that said, the group ride can become this thing we get addicted to and we don't utilize it. We either go and it's the same segments over and over again, which you could just do as intervals. And while the group is motivating and you'll go deeper, a lot of times there's a psychological piece where you sort of slot yourself in as to where you're going to finish in the group and you're not using it to actually get faster. So what we want to talk about is, what can you use the group ride for? What are some things that you could improve on by using the group? And then using other riders around you as a litmus, which I think is really, really beneficial. And it was something that I did that helped me go category to category. Shout out to the Genesee Valley Cycling Club in Rochester. There were people that I'm like, okay, I'm in eighth. This guy's always in third. How do I get up there? We'll talk about those and then we'll have the bonus tip. The biggest question that you want to ask yourself, just like every training session, is what are you trying to improve on? When we go out on and do intervals, it's what are we working on? Am I working on lactate clearance? Am I working on my VO2 max? Am I trying to build my threshold? The same exact thing should be looked at the ride, and the ride sort of dictates this sometimes. So just going and hanging on to getting dropped is not the best use of your time. Sure, you'll go hard, but what are you changing about your physiology? Are you working on tactics? Are you working on getting farther down the road in the ride? Or maybe there's a climb at the end, and are you really positioning yourself to have the most energy available to perform really well? Save your energy for the big efforts. I know that this is not something you're gonna wanna do all the time because sometimes it's just fun and go thrash. You go and you're going too hard and everybody's hammering, it's like, cool, good hammer fest. But honestly, look at these as races sometimes. Do less, if possible, on initial parts of the course. Let other people take longer pulls. You know, try and play the game a little bit. Don't close gaps for people that you don't have to close. Are you gonna get a bad reputation for that? No, don't do it all the time, but you know, maybe even joke with your friends like, hey, I'm trying to get farther down the road this time. I'm trying not to get dropped. People will respect the fact that you're trying to get faster. And if they're not, they're probably the people at the back. So why do you even care anyways? Ride in the best draft as possible. Practicing drafting is so underrated and a massive way to conserve energy. And then obviously avoid the high power outputs whenever possible. This goes along with drafting and not closing unnecessary gaps, but also learning how to close gaps. If you can close a gap by putting out 500 watts, then don't do it by putting out 700 watts and getting there 2 seconds earlier. These things matter a massive deal. When we're talking about finding riders to use as a litmus, there is a tendency for people to rank themselves or compare themselves versus the fastest people there. That just might not be realistic. There are guys that I think back to that I wasn't trying to beat all the Cat 1s when I was a Cat 4. I was trying to beat the Cat 3s. And I was trying to get into that group of people. So save it for the big efforts. And then remember too, I have drilled into people's heads that you don't want to be coasting on rides. That is for an endurance ride only. Coasting in a bike race is really good. Coasting in a group ride is really good. If that's your goal, to have the most energy available for big efforts. If you're in a group ride and it's an endurance ride, hashtag no coast. You want to be pedaling the whole time as much as possible for maximal physiological benefit. But if you're trying to put out the most energy for a big portion of a ride where you normally get dropped, conserve, conserve, conserve. So there's also the motivation to go hard when you are in a group. Use this to your advantage, but when I say use it to your advantage, don't go out and just hammer super hard in the beginning when everyone's doing that if it's going to have you being dropped an hour and a half later down the road. Try to finish with the leaders. You will learn so much by seeing how they ride, and these people just might be stronger than you. So they're doing wild, crazy stuff. They're wasting energy. They're just, you know, flying out the front, doing whatever. But I promise you this, when it gets down to five or six people, you're going to be able to watch, if you can get yourself in that group, you're going to be able to watch the games that they play amongst the other very strong riders there. And that's where you will learn so much that you can bring down to your level. So when you're in your cat three, cat two, cat five, whichever race, you're saying, hey, this is how this person was dealing with the wind. I noticed they were like taking shorter pulls, and this is kind of how they were doing some cheeky moves. And just being around faster people when they are really trying is so helpful. And that was the biggest thing that I would try to pick up from riders at Genesee Valley Cycling Club. When I got to race with the A's and I was still a Cat 4, they would funnel us up and say, hey, people who are winning these Cat 4 training races, you can go race with the 1-2-3s. I wasn't there trying to win because I just wasn't fast enough, wasn't strong enough, but I was watching, hey, this guy is always winning these races. What is he doing? What is different? Oh my gosh, he's not doing anything in the first 10 minutes and everyone's going crazy. And then you go up and you talk to that person afterwards, hey, why are these riders doing this and you're doing this? People, I'm making a video about training. People love to talk about training. People love to talk about their racing. Get a wide variety of input from a lot of different people, and you will learn so much, and you will grow so much, and you will be amazed at how far you go in this sport. That is one of the best parts about this journey. So with that, I think these tools, you are definitely ready to handle the group ride. Go have fun sometimes, but other times be prepared to learn some things and get stronger from the group. So please subscribe to the channel. Please tell a friend. I'm going to post a link with all of the information that we have out there, free blogs, some training plans. We're cycling coaches, obviously. Talking about coaching, this is the bonus tip. I noticed this with the newer athletes when I have a new athlete come on board. And I think anyone who's been coached understands, just as a friendship, you grow in how you understand and communicate the other person. Your number one goal I see for myself as an athlete when I use a coach is having them understand life from my shoes. Why do I want to do a long ride on this day? What is the best way for me to communicate to you how I'm feeling? How do I put things down on the Training Peaks calendar? Sometimes an athlete will just say, day off. And I'm like, does that mean he wants the day off from riding? Does that mean he has the day off from work and wants to ride longer? Having off work might mean I don't want to ride. I want to spend time with my husband. So just always be communicating. And just remember, the coach is trying to learn about you to make you faster. That's their number one goal. And just know that Training Peaks is not the Bible. If something is on the calendar and it's not working with you, I'll have athletes who will be like, oh man, I hate to say this, like this Thursday ride is really killing me. Could we switch it to Friday? It's like, why didn't you tell me that a month and a half ago? Of course we can. Training has to work with your life. And the more you communicate that, the better of a direct communicator you are. I truly feel that will benefit you down the road. And that's what your coach wants. They want to help you get faster. So talk to them as a friend, as opposed to someone who is the boss, because you are the boss. This is your training, your racing. We're just here to help you along the way. So thank you for stopping by. Hit us up on the blog, email us with questions, and we'll talk to you soon. See ya.